大家早安。
Good morning, everyone.
我很想要回应一下刚刚唱的这首诗歌，因为觉得很受感动。
I would like to give a little response to the hymn we just sang.
因为其实就是最近这几年呢，怎么说呢 ？OK， 你知道，就是小孩子或是年轻人，常常是没有看到现实社会里面，就会对现实社会有很多的憧憬或梦想，或觉得人生很美好，然后等到长大之后就发现人生很残酷，对不对？
You all know that for a lot of kids and teens, they all have dreams about how one day they can become in the future when they grow up. But after they grew up, they realize that they are all not what they expected.
然后呢，我是一个比较晚熟的人，所以我比较晚才发现世界的残酷。
I'm a little late to come into maturity to realize that things are so bad in real life.
我觉得第一个残酷就是要在这个人生活下去，就是要 support 一个家庭是非常的不容易，这是第一件事情。
First, to continue to live your own life and support your family, it is very difficult.
然后第二个就是看到世界上有这么多的丑恶，就是人与人之间的犯罪，然后对待其他人或是对待动物或是对待环境，整个的丑恶跟罪跟残忍，让我会觉得这个世界是一个很可怕的地方。
And you saw all the ugliness that human beings can achieve, how they treat others and how they treat animals and how they treat the environment. You can't grow disappointed to those.
然后呢，就会觉得说，我们的力量，就算基督徒每一个人都很努力去活出来，好像也只是一滴水掉进了大海里面一样。
And even though as Christians we try to live our life, with every effort, it seems like it's not making a difference.
然后呢，就会变成渐渐的冷漠，就会觉得说我还是管好自己就好了。
And time after time, it comes to a point that you feel that that's nothing you can do, and take good care of your own. It's enough.
然后前阵子在那个校园杂志上面就看到一篇文章 exactly 就是讲这个，就是说基督徒面对这个世界的丑恶的时候，其实你应该是要怎么样去回应。
Not too long ago I read an article on the campus magazine about how Christians should look at the world.
然后他有讲到不同的 philosophy， 就是从很久以前的人，他们就是就已经知道有痛苦这回事啦，然后能够怎么面对呢？可能冷漠面对是一种保护自己的方法。
Sorry, I lost.
就是 okay. So in the article it also talks about different philosophy even from the ancient times when people start to think about pain and suffering in this world and how do you respond to that, and then oftentimes people come up with a solution is that just try to distance yourself from everything, just protect yourself. 然后可是呢，他又讲到圣经里面的教导是你对这个世界知道的越多，你越要用爱跟 care 去回应，这两件事情必须要连在一起。
It also talks about that the more you read from the Bible, you understand that
the more you know about this world and how ugly it is, the more you have to care. 然后读到这个，我就觉得上帝在跟我讲话。
And I read this, realized that God is talking to me.
就是在说，不要 give up, 不要放弃。
不要放弃。
然后刚刚这首歌的副歌不就讲到这个吗？耶稣的爱激励我。
And the coda just we sang talk about Jesus' love, how it encouraged us.
对，就是好像不要渐渐的变成乌龟或者是螃蟹，有一个很硬的外壳。虽然说你把一个很柔软的地方放出来，可能会受到伤害，可是耶稣的爱在激励我们。
With Jesus' love, we don't want to hide ourselves inside a shell, and we have to come out and face the world, face the.
然后就是尽我们所能的去把这个不好的 situation 变成好的。
We should try our best to turn the bad things around and make it good.
Okay, 好，那么现在回到今天的讲道了。
Come back to the sermon this morning.
好，大家问一下哈，这边喜欢搭飞机的人举手，有没有喜欢搭飞机
？If you enjoy riding a plane, please raise your hand.
没有人了，只有 Steve 一个人了。
It's only one, Steve.
Okay. 你看，所以说大家都知道搭飞机是很辛苦的一件事情。
So everybody knows that riding, taking a plane ride is difficult.
那我年轻的时候是很喜欢搭飞机。
When I was young,
就是又不了解事实，对不对？然后我很喜欢在机场的感觉。
I really like the feeling being at the airport.
对，大家觉得很奇怪，对不对 ？OK， 有两个原因，因为第一个，做学生的时候呢，搭飞机就是去放假去玩啊，不是去工作啊。
There are two reasons. First, when I was a student, riding a plane is most likely that I'm going on a vacation instead of going on a business trip.
然后就是会很放松，所以心情会很好，就觉得搭飞机很好玩。
It's a very delightful feeling. That's why I think it's fun to ride a plane.
然后第二，年轻的时候体力很好啊，不会在机场等转机什么就不算什么，然后熬夜也不算什么，在飞机上一直坐着不起来也不会怎么样。
Second, when I was young, I had more physical strength. Waiting in transit at the airport is nothing. Staying up is nothing. Cramping up in the seat of a plane is not too much of a discomfort to me.
但是长大以后就发现，哇塞，搭飞机怎么那么辛苦啊？
But when I grew up, I found that riding a plane is really hard.
一个人搭还好，如果带着孩子搭，就会去掉半条命。
It's one thing when you're flying alone, but flying with children, it takes a heavy toll on our life, on my life.
我们移民到国外的人，总是都有回国探亲的时候，对吧？
People like us who immigrated abroad, there are times that we go back to visit families and friends.
那不是一个令人享受的旅程。
It's not an enjoyable journey.
而是一个必须忍受的旅程。
It's a journey we must endure.
为了要见亲人啊，早起搭飞机或者熬夜搭飞机，在机场等转机，在飞机上十几个小时，全身酸痛。
In order to see our families, we would get up early or stay up late in order to catch a plane, or wait overnight in transit, endure soreness in many parts of the body because of sitting in the plane for more than 10 hours.
然后还要抱着扭来扭去的小孩，或者是因为压力不舒服而大哭的小孩。
And also holding a child who's twisting and turning and crying because of discomfort.
然后支撑我们的是什么呢？就是回国，对不对？见到家人。
And then we went home and see our family.
然后对我来讲呢，回台湾吃好吃的东西，买这里买不到的东西。
To me, going home to Taiwan to eat delicious food and buying things that they're not available here.
我愿意承受这个艰苦旅程的程度，就代表我想回台湾的程度。
The extent in which I'm willing to take this hard journey represents the extent in which I want to return to Taiwan.
因为某种程度上来说，台湾总是我的家。
Because to a certain extent, Taiwan is always my home.
我们都想回家，对不对？
We all want to go home.
对移民的人来说，我们这一辈子可能都搬来搬去，会去很多不同的地方。
For immigrants, we have moved around in our lives and gone through many places.
可能求学阶段就离开家。
We may have left home for the reason of getting an education while we were young.
然后后来工作又搬到另外一个地方。
When we work, we may be relocated to because of job opportunity.
如果结婚了，可能又搬到另外一个地方。
And when we get married, we may move to a different city.
换工作了，又去另一个地方。
And when you change jobs, you may have to move again.
哪里才是家呢？
Or where do we call home?
我们会觉得可能有家人的地方是家。
A place we can live with our family is probably what we would call home.
可是呢，也不一样，因为小时候你会觉得父母在的地方是家。
When we were young, a home is where we can live with our parents.
结婚以后就觉得配偶在的地方是家。
And we got married, a home is a place where we can live with our spouse.
等到年纪大了之后，我们又觉得孩子在的地方才是家。
When we get older, we will think that the feeling of home is where we can live with our children.
在我们人生不同阶段，我们有不同的想法。
At different stages of our lives, we may have different ideas and different understandings to the meaning of home.
但是最终我们会发现，世界上没有一个地方是永远的家。
But at the end, we realize that there's no permanent home in this world.
我们都要不停迁移，而且没办法回头。
We have to keep on moving with no way of looking back.
就算我们都待在一个地方不动，周遭人事物也会动。
Even though we're trying to stay at one place, we'll still be drifted along by the people or things around us.
这个世界给我们一股不安定感。
This world gives us a feeling of restlessness.
除了上帝之外，我们没有办法在任何人或任何人的身上找到一个恒常的安定。
Except through God, we cannot find a constant stability anywhere or in anyone.
长大了要离开父母，离开兄弟姐妹。
When we grow up, we have to leave our parents or leave our brothers and sisters.
就算跟配偶的感情好呢，有一天有一方要先走。
Even if we have a good relationship with our spouses, one day one of us will pass away.
孩子也不一定会一直在身边。
And the children, and the children will not always be around us.
那种对家的渴望促使我们去寻找上帝。
The desire of home turns us to God.
到最后我们会发现心里面有上帝才是家的感觉。
And in the end, we realize that the feeling of home is when we have the Lord living in our heart.
心里面没有上帝，就算是拥有世界上最好的房子，坐落在最好的地段，都没有家的感觉。
If we don't have God in our hearts, even with the best home sitting at the best spot in the world, it may not feel like home.
下面我们来看到，那么什么叫做上帝的家？
So what is the home of God?
在旧约的时代，以色列人的观念里面呢，上帝就是住在圣殿里面。
In the Old Testament era, in the Israeli concept, God lived in the temple.
圣殿就代表上帝的同在跟临近。
And the temple represents the nearness and presence of God.
以色列人每年就有几个固定的时候就会去圣殿献祭。
The Israelites went to the temple to sacrifice at several specific times of the year.
现在我们知道上帝是无所不在的，因为有圣灵嘛。
Now that we know that God is omnipresent because of the indwelling of Holy Spirit.
我们任何地方都可以敬拜上帝。
We can worship God anywhere.
但是以前的人的认知里面呢，你要长途跋涉才能够到圣殿去敬拜上帝。
But to the people in the old days, it's necessary to travel long distance to reach a temple to worship God.
上帝的同在就在圣殿里面。
Because the presence of God is in the temple.
那这个旅程对以色列人来讲很重要。
This journey is very important to the Israelites.
也是他们传统的一部分。
It was part of their tradition.
所以每年到特定的时候，他们就踏上这个旅程。
So when it came to the certain time of each year, they will embark on this journey.
但是这个旅程非常辛苦，因为是上殿在坡上面，要爬山。
This journey is very hard because the temple is located up a hill, so they have to climb over mountains.
所以诗人就写了一些诗给人唱，就是在旅途中间唱，用来振奋精神的歌。
So the poets wrote many songs dedicated to the Israelites, so that they can sing on the way and cheer themselves up.
那我们今天要来看的就是这样一篇的
诗歌。We're going to look at a psalm like this today.
好，就是诗篇的八十四篇。
It is Psalm 84.
来，我们一起来读一跟二节。
Let's all read verse 1 and 2.
万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱！我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，我的心肠，我的肉体向永生神呼吁。好，诗就是这样子啊，要描述一个东西来比喻另外一个东西。他不说上帝可爱，他说上帝的居所可爱。
Poetry is like this. It describes one thing, but by comparing it to another.It does not say that God is lovely, but it says God's dwelling place is lovely.
不说渴望上帝，而说渴望上帝的愿语。
Instead of saying that your soul yearns for the Lord, it says that it yearns for the courts of the Lord.
因为上帝在那里，所以那里就是世界上最可爱的地方。
Because the Lord is there, it becomes the most lovely place in the world.
如果我们受邀去一个 party 的话，我们可能会问还有谁去。
When we were invited to a party, we often ask that who else is going to be there.
如果是我们的朋友有我们喜欢的人欣赏的人那我们就想去
If there were friends or people we admire then we would want to go
如果没有的话就不想去
If not then we may not want to go
一样的 party 一样的地点一样的食物甚至一样的节目但是谁在那里很重要
The same party the same venue same food but it's the people present that makes a difference
所以诗人带着这样的一个心情来写这两句话你的居所何等可爱
So the poet wrote these two verses with strong feelings. How lovely is your dwelling place?
我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语。
My soul yearns even faint for the courts of the Lord.
上帝在哪里，哪里就是最好的地方。
Wherever God is present, it becomes the best place.
那么现在在这个爬山的这群人，他们说我们现在就要到那个地方去。
For the people who are climbing those mountains, they have the goal to climb up to the top.
那我们现在来看第三跟第四节。
Let's read
万军之耶和华，我的神，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着暴雏之窝。如此住在你殿中的，变为有福。他们仍要赞美你。好，第三节很有趣的一节经文。
The third verse is very interesting.
祭坛是一个什么样的地方？是烧祭物的地方。
What kind of place is an altar? It's a place to burn the sacrifice.
烧祭物的地方应该是有很多火焰的，温度很高的。
A place where the sacrifice is burned should have a lot of flames and a lot at a very high temperature.
可是诗人却说，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着暴雏之窝。
But the poet says, the sparrow has found a home and the swallow a nest for herself where she may have her young.
这不是一个很有意思的反差吗？既然这么危险的一个地方是适合小 baby 的地方。
Isn't it a very interesting contrast? How is a place so dangerous? Is a place suitable for baby birds?
我们让小 baby 躺在什么地方呢？一定是安全的，不是危险的地方。
Where do we let our baby lay? It must be a place safe, away from danger.
是干燥舒适的，不是潮湿的。
Must be dry and comfortable, not dampened.
是柔软的，不是僵硬的。
Must be soft, not firm.
但是祭坛为什么会是麻雀的报雏之窝呢？
But why is an altar the home of the sparrow and the nest of the swallow and her young?
这让我想起哥林多前书的一章二十五节。哎，我好像没有打出来 ，sorry.
It reminds us of the First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 25.
他说神的愚拙比人更智慧，神的软弱比人更强壮。
It says, for the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength.
这是一种文学手法，因为我们不能够拿神的智慧跟人的智慧来比，那没有办法比。
It is a literary technique. We can't compare the wisdom of God with the wisdom of man because the difference is too much. It's incomparable.
这是一个反差的比较方式。神多么有智慧呢？如果神有愚拙的时候，就算那个时候都比人聪明。
It is a contrasting comparison. How wise is the Lord? For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom.
神有多强壮呢？如果神有软弱的时候，那都比人强壮。
How strong is the Lord? The weakness of God is stronger than man's strength.
上帝的居所有多安全呢？就连最危险的地方都可以把小 baby 放在那里。
How safe is the house of the Lord? Even the most dangerous place is a place to put a little baby there.
还不值得我们全心信靠他吗？
Isn't it not worth our wholehearted trust in him?
简直太稳固太安全了。
It is so secure, so safe.
所以诗人说，如此住在你殿中便为有福。
So the poet said, blessed are those who dwell in your house, they are ever praising you.
他们人要赞美你。这让我想起前阵子看的一部电影，就是在讲那个核电厂爆炸的事情。
I remember I watched a movie not too long ago. It's about the nuclear plant, power plant, the explosion of the nuclear power plant.
然后那个有一个科学家他在讲说这个辐射代表什么意思的时候呢，他说其实就好像你在战场上枪林弹雨很多子弹，对不对？辐射就是很多很多微小的子弹在穿过人的身体。
When the scientists talk about the radiation, it's use the analogy that like the bullets in the battlefield. He says that it's like having a lot of very tiny bullets passing through your body.
然后呢，就算是你躲在钢筋水泥的墙的后面都没有用，就是机器人都被辐射给弄坏掉了。
Even though you try to hide behind a steel wall, it won't make a difference because even the robot will be affected.
那个核爆了之后有火，然后直升机上去要丢沙灭火，就直升机坠毁了，因为那个核的那个辐射太强了。
After the explosion, the helicopter will fall, and because of the radiation, it's too strong.
这个时候你就会觉得说没有地方可以躲，你只有离那个出事现场越远越好。
And at that point you realize that there's nowhere you can hide. You just the only way is to get as far as you can.
可是这个现在我们再来看到上帝的圣殿的时候，发现哎，祭坛这个地方是小 baby 可以在的地方。What does that mean?
And when we look at the altar of the Lord, this is the place where it's safe to put the baby, where it's safe to lay your baby.
所以这个就是住在他殿中的变为有福，太安全的一个地方。
That's why it says that who lived in the house of the Lord is safe because it's a secure and safe place.
我们来看到五到七节。
We should read verse 5 to verse 7.
一起来读，靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满了泉谷。他们行走，立上加利，个人到锡安朝见神。接下来这一段就描写了去圣殿的这个旅程，有几个特点。
This paragraph describes the journey to the temple. There are several characteristics.
第一个就是他们的旅程会遇到困难。
First, one will encounter difficulties in the journey.
再来就是他们面对困难的需要的力量是来自神。
And the power needed to face these difficulties comes from God.
然后就是就算遇到困难也会变成祝福。
And these difficulties will turn into blessings.
好，因为他们一开始说旅途会遇到困难嘛，这个他们会经过流泪谷。
First, it says that when we encounter difficulties in the journey, because as they pass through the valley of Baca, also known as the valley of weeping.
无论是找寻家的过程，还是这个人生的路，还是找寻安定，都会经过流泪谷。
Whether we are in the process of finding a home or finding a way to go home or searching for stability, we will pass through the valley of weeping.
人生少不了眼泪，少不了痛苦。
There's no lack of tears or pain in life.
但是经过流泪谷之后发生什么事呢？
But what happened after we passed the valley of weeping?
这谷变为泉源之地。
This valley of weeping turned into the place of springs.
并有秋雨之福盖满全谷。
And the autumn rain covers it with blessings.
为什么会那么神奇？
Why is it so magical?
流泪的地方变为泉源之地。泉源什么？代表丰富。
A place where tears turn into springs, which represents richness.
对于游牧民族来说，有水源的地方就是宝地。
For the nomads, a place where there is water is a treasure.
为什么流泪谷会变成泉源之地呢？我们就要看到第二点。
Why did the valley of weeping become a place of springs? Let's look at the point number two.
就是面对困难所需要的力量来自神。
The power needed to face difficulties comes from God.
第五节，靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的。这人变为有福。
Verse 5. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage.
并不是所有人经过流泪谷之后都会变为泉源之地。
It's not that everyone who passed through the valley of weeping will make it a place of springs.
流泪谷就是流泪谷，照理来讲是不会变的。
The valley of weeping is always the valley of weeping. It will not change.
只有靠着上帝汲取力量的人，这样的人是有福的，他有从上帝来的眼光，可以看见。
Only those rely on God for strength, such people are blessed because they have the vision of the Lord.
并不是说有上帝的人就没有泪水，只是他们带着上帝的眼光来看这些问题的时候，泪水就可以变成活水的泉源。
It is not that people of the Lord would never weep, but when they look at their lives differently from the Lord's point of view, the tears will become a source of living water.
困难也会变成祝福。
Difficulties can become blessings.
改变的不是情况，而是眼光。
What changes is not the situation, but the point of view.
虽然山还是要继续爬，但是他们的旅途也会力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。
Although they have to climb over mountains after mountains throughout the journey, they go from strength to strength till everyone appears before God in Zion.
我们都爬过山吧。
We all have climbed mountain.
一般来说，路只有越走越累啊，没有越走越有精神的，对不对？
Generally speaking, a climb make you more and more tired instead of giving you more and more strength.
所以在人的情况下，在人的有限下，你遇到困境，它就是困境，不会变的。
So for being human, we are limited by the circumstances, and the nature of our difficulties will not change, no matter how we confront them.
但是依靠上帝就是不一样。上帝给以色列人的应许就是，要走到圣殿去朝见神的人，会越走越有力气。
But only when we rely on the Lord, God promised to the Israelites that those who want to go to the house of the Lord will be given more strength.
因为上帝的力量不像我们的力量，它是没有穷尽的。
Because the power of God is endless.
好，接下来呢，我们来看到一段祷告。
The following passage is a prayer.
嗯，为什么不能到下一个？好，提摩太，你帮我到下一个好不好？八到十二节，我们一起来读。
Verse 9 to verse 12. Verse 8 to verse 12.
耶和华万军之神啊，求你听我的祷告。雅各的神啊，求你留心听。神啊，你是我们的盾牌。求你垂顾观看你受膏者的面。下一章。Sorry， 在你的院宇住一日，甚是在别处住千日。宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。下一章。因为耶和华神是热头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀。他未尝留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人。万军之耶和华，倚靠你的人变为有福。OK， 好，Timothy 又可以了，谢谢，我用这个好了。好，这个祷告呢很有趣的一点就是，它主要不是在求东西，而是在诉说神的信实。
this prayer is very interesting because its purpose is not to ask for anything but to recount God's faithfulness.
你如果看到他祷告，他求的事情其实只有一件，就是求你听我祷告，跟求你留心听。
If you look at the prayer, there's only one thing it asks for. It is to hear my prayer and to protect me.
然后后面全部都是在赞美。
And the rest of the prayer is to praise God.
那么赞美什么东西呢？赞美几件事情。
And it prays about several things.
第一个就是神的家实在是太美好了，在你院宇住一日，胜似在别处住千日。
The Lord of the house of the Lord is so great, better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere.
这是一个质跟量的差别。
It is a difference between value and amount.
如果光是比较量，或者是光是比较质，他就会说，在上帝的院宇住一天，比起其他地方住一天要好。
If it is a comparison in terms of only amount or only value, he would say that it's better to live in the court of the Lord for one day than to live anywhere else.
但是呢，他不是这样说。他说跟上帝在一起的一天抵过其他地方一千天。
But he didn't compare it like this. He said that one day in God's court is better than 1,000 days in any other places.
也就是说，人想要的跟上帝所能给的根本不在一个量度上面。
What people want and what God can provide cannot be measured on the same scale.
曾经有一个学生跟我说，他信主嘛，然后他回家跟他爸爸说，他爸爸就不信，就说信上帝有什么用？他能给我钱吗
？A student once told me when he talked to his father who did not believe in God, he asked him, "What do you get from believing in God? Can he give me money?"
这个学生不知道怎么回答。
This student does not know how to answer.
他说能好像不太对。说不能好像也不太对。
No matter the answer is yes or no, it doesn't seem quite right.
那么这个问题很诚实，就是这个人他问的就是他觉得最重要的东西。
It's an honest question because he asks about the things that he thinks is most important to him.
好，这个问题该怎么回答呢？到底能还是不能呢
？So how should this question be answered? Yes or no?
作为基督徒，我们可以这样说：你信上帝之后，你就不觉得钱是你最想要的东西了。
As Christians, we can say that after you believe in God, you can.You will not think that money is what you want most.
好像生活在一个很贫穷的地方的人，你问他最想要的东西是什么
？Like asking a person living in a very poor place, you ask him what he wants most.
他说我想要一袋大米。
He says I want a bag of rice.
哦不，我想要每个月都有一袋大米。
Oh wait, I hope that I can have a bag of rice every month.
你跟他说我支持你去美国读书好不好
？And if you tell him that, how about I support you to go to the United States to study?
他说念书那能干嘛用啊？
He says, study, what good does it do?
装了知识在脑子里能吃吗
Can the knowledge in my head fill my stomach?
你无从跟他解释起，念书是最好的，能有一技之长是最好的。
There's no way you can explain to him how the benefit from studying is good to him.
去美国比起一袋大米还好。
Going to the United States is better than a bag of rice.
因为他的眼光是看不到那些东西的。
Because he will not be able to see it your way.
上帝家中有的美好是我们想都想不到的东西。
The greatness of the house of the Lord is not something that we can fathom of.
就像之前说的，我们不能够拿上帝的强壮跟人的强壮比，因为是没办法比的。
Like I said before, we can't compare the strength of God to the strength of man because it's incomparable.
这里的比喻也是，在你的院宇住一日，胜似在别处住千日。
The analogy here is better is a day in your court than a thousand elsewhere.
宁可给上帝的殿看门，也不愿意跟恶人吃香喝辣。
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to eat and drink with the wicked.
这样你就能懂，成为上帝家中的一份子，是超过我们心里面最美的梦想。
So now you can understand being a part of the God's family is the most beautiful dream of our hearts.
怎么样才能够进入上帝的家呢
？How can we enter the house of the Lord?
那等一下再回来讲，我们先看诗人下一个赞美是什么。
Let's wait and talk about it later. Now let's take a look at the poet's next praise to the Lord.
他的赞美是耶和华是日头是盾牌，要赐下恩惠跟荣耀，未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。
For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does He withhold from those who walk is blameless.
太阳是一切生命所需要的东西。
The sun is what every living thing needs.
盾牌就是保护。
The shield is for protection.
上帝为行动正直预备的人预备的东西呢，他一丁点东西都不会私藏。
God prepares all good things for those who are righteous, and He will not withhold anything.
我们需要的资源跟我们需要的保护，他都会给我们。
the resources and the protection we need, he will give us.
那么如果日头跟盾牌是物质上的东西呢，还有更好的在后面，就是恩惠跟荣耀。
And if the sun and shield are only material provisions, then there are better things behind. It is favor and honor.
恩惠是什么呢？就是我们不配得到的东西。
What is favor? What is grace? Is what we don't deserve.
出于别人的好心给我们的叫做恩惠。
What we don't deserve, but given by the goodness of others, that is grace.
上帝所给我们的全部都是恩惠。
And all that God has given us is by God's grace.
出于他的慈爱，不出于我们的努力。
Out of His love, not out of our efforts.
其实我们不配得到任何好处。
So we don't really deserve anything at all.
我们常听到一句话，就是 "You deserve it."
We often hear a sentence, "You deserve it."
其实我们不 deserve.
Actually, we don't.
我们凭什么有太阳啊？
Why do we have the sun?
凭什么有新鲜的空气？
The fresh air.
有雨水。
Have rain.
就是因为有阳光跟雨水，我们才有农作物可以吃。
It's because of the sunshine and rain that we can have crops to for food.
而世界上其他一切的工作、生产、制造都依赖农作物的丰收。
And many other jobs, manufacturing processes, they all depend on the harvest of crops.
所以我们想到顶尖的科学家，还有现在的技术，甚至医疗等等。我们觉得哦，人可以做到很多事情，可是只要没有阳光跟雨水，我们全部都死光光。
We read about all the science achievement and every knowledge is available. We thought that people can achieve many things, but in fact, we don't. We cannot. Without the sun, everyone will die.
当我们回到最基本的东西的时候，我们就发现，我们所赖以为生最重要的东西是我们不能控制的东西。
And then when it comes to the basis that the only thing that we can rely on for living is something we cannot control.
有一个笑话说，有一个科学家跟上帝说，我们现在不需要上帝了，我们终于解开生命的奥秘，我们可以 produce 出来一个可以繁殖的生命了。
There's a scientist once said that we don't need God anymore because we are capable of producing life.
然后上帝说，哦，你可以秀给我看吗？
God asked him, "Can you show me?"
科学家说没问题，抓起地上一把泥土。
And the scientist said, "No problem." He picked up a handful of clay from the ground.
然后上帝说，请等一等。
And then God said, "Just a minute."
请你用自己的泥土。
Can you use your own dirt?
Get 到吗 ？OK， 就是这些东西都不是我们创造的，它就是在原本就在那里的。我们凭什么有阳光跟雨水呢？是因为我们做了什么好事吗？
Does it deserve sunshine and rain? Is it because that we did anything good?
不是，这一切都不是因为我们做了什么，就是上帝的普遍恩典。
No, it's not because we did anything. It is just a common grace that's given by God.
说普遍是因为它是随机的，不是某些人特别好所以有，某些人特别不好所以没有。
Saying it's common grace because God is indiscriminate with this action, not to be given based on whether someone's being well or badly.
上帝让日头照好人也照歹人。
There are sunshines and rain everywhere because God caused the sun to shine to rise on the evil and the good.
但其实我们真正配得得到的东西是什么呢？是惩罚。
But the fact is, the thing we only deserve is punishment.
只有我们自己知道我们自己的内心有多丑陋。
Only we know that how ugly our hearts are.
那些不愿意别人看见的心思，上帝都知道。
The thoughts that we don't want others to see, God sees them.
世界上没有义人，连一个也没有。
There's no one righteous in the world, not even one.
所以圣经说，我们都是罪人，都需要上帝的怜悯。
So the Bible says that we are all sinners and we need the mercy of God.
如果没有怜悯，我们后果堪忧。
If there's no mercy, then our consequences are worrying.
现在就要说到如何进入上帝的家中。
Now it's time to talk about how to enter the house of the Lord.
刚刚说太阳雨水是普遍恩典，上帝还赐下特殊恩典。
We just said that the sun and rain is so-called common grace, but God also gives special grace.
特殊恩典就是不是所有人都有的，是只有一些人有。
Special grace is not for everyone, but for certain people.
进入上帝的家，成为上帝的孩子，就是特殊恩典。
Entering the house of the Lord and become the children of God is a special grace.
你说，哎，那不是很不公平吗？
You may say that it's not fair.
所以说的是恩惠，恩惠没有公平不公平的。
That's why we call it grace, because with grace there is no fair or unfair.
谁有恩惠谁就幸运。
whoever receives the grace is just luckier than the others.
谁没有恩惠呢？也不是不公平，因为他本来就不是他应得的。
And it's not unfair because this is what something one deserves.
我们在世界上没有永恒的家，只有上帝的家是我们永恒的家。
We have no permanent home in this world, but only the home of our Lord is eternal.
能够成为上帝家中一份子的唯一方法是什么呢？
What is the one and only way to become the part of God's family?
我们一起来读约翰福音的一章十二节。
That reads from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
Become children of God.
做神的儿女的条件，不是改过向善，也不是归正，也不是做好人好事，而是信耶稣的名。
The terms of being the children of God is not about conversion, not ratification, not doing good deeds, but belief in the name of Jesus.
相信并接受耶稣基督是我们的救主，就成为神的儿女。
Believe and accept Jesus Christ as our own Savior and become the children of God.
那么是不是代表信了耶稣就可以为所欲为了呢？反正得到救恩了。
Does it mean that once we believe in Jesus, we can do whatever we want, since we have already have been saved?
如果有人问过你这个问题的话，最简单的一句回答就是：真正信耶稣的人是不会为所欲为的。
For those who truly believe in Jesus will not do whatever they want.
他会为圣灵所欲为。
But they will do whatever the Holy Spirit wants.
只要是真正相信的人，内心会被圣灵的内住而改变。
As long as they are truly believe, their lives will be changed by the Holy Spirit and dwelt within.
这是顺序的问题，先信，然后因着信而改变，而不是靠着自己的意志改变再去信。
This is the order of matters. First we believe, then changes will happen by having faith instead of relying on our own willpower.
江山易改啊，本性难移，靠着自己是不可能改变的。
There's a Chinese idiom, the rivers and mountains may change, but no one's essential nature.
靠着自己是不可能改变，只有靠着耶稣，我们的生命才能够得到真正的改变。
It's impossible to rely on our own, but only rely on Jesus that our life can be truly changed.
这就是基督信仰的入门。
This is the introduction to Christian faith.
上帝已经为我们预备了救恩，一条通往他的道路。
God has prepared salvation for us, a path to Him.
就像一个父亲期盼他的儿女回家。
Like a father expecting his children to go home.
只要我们接受他，耶稣基督的救赎就临到我们。
As long as we accept Him, the redemption of Jesus Christ will come to us.
接受耶稣基督的救恩，圣灵就内住在我们的里面。
When we accept the salvation of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of the Lord will live in our hearts.
在我们里面引导我们走讨上帝喜悦的路。
Guiding us to a path that pleases God.
成为上帝喜悦的样子。
In a way that pleases God.
进到上帝的家，成为上帝的儿女。
Become His beloved children and enter the home of the Lord.
好，如果今天你第一次听到这件事情，然后你想要知道更多有关于耶稣的事情，欢迎崇拜结束之后来找我，或者是我们其他的同工，我们都很高兴跟你谈论怎么样进入上帝的家中。
If this is the first time you hear about these things, or if you want to know more about Jesus, then you're welcome to come to me or any one of our co-workers after the worship service.
好，我们来看到第三个赞美。
And then the third praise to the God.
就是万军之耶和华，依靠你的人变为有福。
O Lord God, Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
这是一个人跟随上帝之后从心里面发出来的赞叹。
This is the admiration comes out from the heart of a person who follows God.
我们相信上帝的人，我们也都可以挂这样的保证，就是依靠神的人真是有福。
As Christians, we can always grasp on the same guarantee that one is truly blessed for trusting in God.
对我们华人来讲，福气是一个很重要的概念。
For us Chinese, blessing is a very important thing.
我们希望福气伴随我们一生。
We hope that blessing will accompany us all through our lives.
福气是每个人希望拥有的。
Blessing is what everyone wants.
而透过耶稣基督得到上帝的怜悯，就是福气，就是回家。
Through Jesus Christ, we have God's mercy. This is the blessing. This is coming home.
谁说耶稣是洋人的上帝？
Who said that Jesus is the God of foreigners?
他不但了解我们华人最需要的是什么，同时也知道我们最缺乏的是什么。
Not only he knows what we Chinese most needed, but also what we are most lacking.
我们最想要的就是福气，而我们最缺乏的就是面对死亡的勇气。
What we want most is blessing, and what we lack most is the courage to face death.
我们不但不想面对，我们连提都不想提。
Not only we don't want to face it, but we don't even want to mention it.
很多的华人家庭呢， 一旦家里的长辈病了，就是一个字，瞒，瞒着他。
For many Chinese families, the way to deal with family elders being ill is just one word, hide.
瞒他的病情。
Hiding the facts from the patient about their medical condition.
癌症不能告诉他。
If it's cancer, we cannot tell him.
只剩三个月，不能告诉他。
We cannot tell him that he has only 3 months left.
怕他不能面对。
We are afraid that he may not be able to face the fact.
已经到了最后要住安宁病房了，还说改天就出院了。
Even until the very last moment in the hospice care, we will continue to tell him that he will be discharged from the hospital the next day.
为什么呢？因为怕告诉他崩溃了。
Why? Because we are afraid that he may collapse if we tell him the truth.
我们什么都敢面对，就是不敢面对死亡。
We dare to face everything, but we can't face death.
我们的文化没有预备我们面对死亡，我们没有一套哲学是人面对死亡的时候可以使用的。
Our culture is not prepare us to face death. We don't have a philosophy that we can use when we are facing death.
因为华人的文化里面呢，有很多很好的东西，但是没有基督信仰作为基础。
Because Christian culture has many good things, but doesn't have
Chinese culture.
Because the Chinese culture does not have Christian faith as the basis.
不认识上帝，就不知道死后究竟如何。
If you don't know God, you don't have you don't know what it's like after death.
其实从圣经来说，死了就是回家。
In fact, from the Bible, if you die, you are going home.
我们不是都很喜欢回家吗？我们干嘛怕死呢？
We all enjoy going home. How can we be afraid to die?
圣经说我们在这世界上好像旅客一样，短短的来旅游一遭，结束了就回去。
The Bible says that we are aliens and strangers in the world, just taking a short trip to travel. And when we finish, we will go home.
那么家是什么样子呢？今天诗篇八十四篇就给我们说了。
And what is home like? Psalm 84 tells us that what a home should be like.
上帝的家是非常美好可爱的地方。
The home of God is a very beautiful and lovely place.
非常安全的地方。
A safe place.
是只有上帝的儿女可以进去的地方。
It is a place where the children of God can go in.
所以如果你还不确定你是不是上帝的儿女，那这个就是最重要的问题。
So if you're not sure whether you are children of God, then the most important question is,
依靠你的人变为有福，我们是不是愿意得到这个福气呢？
Blessing is the man who trusts in you. Are you willing to receive this blessing?
这个福气不是钱，是我们想都想不到的东西。
This blessing is not about money. It's something you can't fathom.
这个家不是我们今世的家，随着时光改变，飘移不定。
This home is not our present home, drifting with time.
这个家是永恒的，是安定的。
This home is eternal, stable.
是与上帝同在的。
With the presence of God.
我们祷告，然后就请 Carol 来带我们唱回应诗歌。
Let us pray and then ask Carol to lead us to our response hymn.
主啊，我们向你求一颗随时愿意追求你的心。主，我们看见这个世界上的丑恶，我们巴不得能够回到上帝的家中。主啊，求你赐给我们勇气去面对这个世界需要被改变的地方。主，因为耶稣来激励我们，而到了这一天结束，我们工作结束要回到家的时候，愿我们也能够平静地面对死亡。主，我们愿意进入到你的家中，成为你的儿女。求你赐给我们这样子的福分。我们这样祷告，感谢，是奉靠耶稣基督的名，阿门。